But hey, really quick, before we get started, please remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to your podcast, and feel free to check me out on my website, rhitch.com. Now, everything said in this episode is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for any investment or retirement planning decisions alone. All statements regarding companies made are strictly beliefs or points of view held by myself and not a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security. Myself or any guests that may talk may maintain positions in securities discussed. All right, welcome to the first episode of the relaunched Financial Breakaway podcast, your clear path to retirement. I'm Ryan Hitchcock, your host, and I'm a financial planner with High Point Capital Group out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it's my goal of this podcast to empower individuals like you to make confident decisions for a secure retirement. Now, for past generations, retirement was generally a simple concept. Most people worked for many years at the same company. They retired around the age 65, then received income from pensions and Social Security, and they were set. It's pretty easy. Today, our changing society has created just about the opposite experience. The options and opportunities for retirement today is countless. The number of decisions and responsibilities that go into retirement planning can easily be considered overwhelming. People's vision of retirement today is very unique to them. People are figuring out what is fulfilling to them and then purposely making retirement plans towards that, which is great. However, in this changing society today, people are experiencing better health, which has led to longer lifespans. So it's not unrealistic to think you could spend over a quarter of your life in retirement, especially if that is coupled with a much desired early retirement. You see that all the time now, but therein lies the dilemma. With these longer retirement years, how do you not outlive your money? That is the big question. So in today's episode, I want to get into just that, get into how I think about how to answer the question of how much do I need to retire? So with that being said, let's get into it. All right, if somebody asked me like, hey, Ryan, how much do I need to retire? I could answer them in a pretty simple way and say, hey, you need 70% of whatever your income is the year before you retire every year. That's a pretty easy explanation. However, I could also answer that in a very complex manner. Say, hey, if you estimate your annual retirement expenses, add in the effects of inflation on your assets, as well as add in the effects of market timing on withdrawals, especially in down markets, and boom, you have your retirement need number. It's a very complex way. But both those answers have legs in retirement planning. They both could actually work. But before I go further, I want to just stop real quick and see if you caught something I just did. Did you notice that in both of those examples, I was answering the question in terms of income in retirement, not necessarily a nest egg number or, you know, a assets number that you need to be at? Because I think when I get asked that question of how much do I need to retire, people are looking for me to say, you know, you need at least $5 million to retire. And no, you know, that's not the right. To figure out that answer to that question, you know, how much do you need to retire? You really have to back into that number, and you need to back into it through understanding your income need. So let me say that again. You need to back into that number through understanding your income need. If I were to say you need $5 million to retire, that would essentially be putting the cart ahead of the horse. Okay, so let's unpack this concept a little bit more on understanding your income need in retirement. And I want to do that by sharing with you how I believe you should think about income in your retirement years. I like to think about someone's retirement in really three 10-year stages. You'll first have your, what I call your go-go years, then your slow-go years, and then your no-go years. It's kind of an easy way to think about it, kind of catchy, right? The go-go years. So the go-go years of retirement are what most of us really think retirement should look like. They're the years usually between the ages of 65 and 75. It's your healthiest. You're very healthy. You're taking a lot of vacations. You know, the picture most people have on their screensaver of their significant other on a beach with palm trees, that's what we want retirement to look like. You're usually traveling a lot, maybe taking the overseas trips. You're traveling to see kids, grandkids. You're dining out with friends a lot. You're following your passions. You name it. I mean, I get pumped up even just, you know, talking about it. I know I'd probably be golfing every single day, playing hockey at night, dinner with family and friends. It'd be a great time. But this time is spent, you know, with these fun activities and lifestyle, it comes with a higher cost. And in these go-go years, you're going to probably find yourself spending, not probably, you will find yourself spending more money per year than you ever have. Those are the go-go years, the fun years. And then that leads us into the slow go years. The slow go years are usually between the ages of 75 and 85. And this stage still involves a very active lifestyle, but usually, you know, all the costlier vacations, all the bigger trips, you've taken those. Maybe hobbies are slowing down because, you know, if it was me, I'd be maybe playing golf 3 times a week instead of 7 times a week because maybe my knees are hurting or something like that. But at this stage, you're still, you know, pretty active, but you're focusing on lowering expenses because you're trying to make up for the higher expenses from the previous go-go stage. The no-go years usually go from age 85 and on. This stage of life simply is slower because of age and health. It's starting to dwindle. Travel, major social activities aren't really happening as much. Kids, grandkids are probably traveling to see you instead of you traveling out to see them. And again, in my funny example of golf, I'm trying to go down to 1 times a week. That would be my goal at age 85. But it's safe to say in this stage of life, expenses have dropped considerably. Now, side note, I'm not talking about healthcare expenses. This is a conversation for another day. That's going to take its own planning in retirement, and I'll probably cover that in another episode. All right, so to recap, when you're trying to answer the question, how much do I need to retire? Hopefully now you can understand how to envision your retirement in these lifestyle stages. You have your go-go years where you're spending quite a bit of money, more than you ever have in your life probably. That usually lasts about 10 years from age 65 to 75. Then you have your slow-go years where you're still active, but you're not spending as much money as you were in the previous stage. That usually lasts from age 75 to 85. And then you have your no-go years where from age 85 and on, you're not spending as much. And then from there, you can do your homework on how much those stages are going to cost you. You can, you know, start to reverse engineer how to allocate funds based on these stages. And once you do that, you'll be able to really answer the question for yourself, how much you need to retire. Now, there's definitely an art to this part, which I plan to cover in later episodes, but hopefully after today's episode, you have a clearer path to your retirement goals than you did prior to listening. And so I'll leave you with that. Until next time, be well.